All right, we have Alexis and her daughter Diana. Alexis and Diana, tell me what you're doing on Skid Row.
Well, I'm staying with a friend right now.
And you have nowhere else to go?
I have like a couple of friends. I just bounce around from like back and forth from my friends' apartments and stuff.
Tell me a little bit of your story.
I'm
You're
20.
from, where are you from?
I'm from LA. I'm born and raised in LA. I'm 26.
You have one child?
I have two.
You have two.
Yes. This one is my firstborn, and then my son Zachariah.
Where is he?
He's with his dad's cousin.
And your finances are tight, so you're bouncing around?
Yeah, as of right now.
And you know Skid Row is just a haven for drugs.
I do, I
is
do.
that part of your scene as well?
Kind of, sort of, but I'm responsible about it. You know, I don't do it around my kids. I still get what I need to get handled. You know, as far as that, my kids are well taken care of, and I make sure that, you know, I put them first before I do anything else.
How do you make money?
Well, I'm not, I gamble sometimes. I
What?
gamble. I gamble.
Oh, the little casitas?
No. On my phone.
Oh, on your phone.
Yeah. I
And
gamble.
that's a good, there's a good income in that? Reliable?
Yeah, it is. It's really good. Well, I get lucky, so it helps.
Hmm.
And then I do like little odd jobs. People hire me for like little odd jobs, cleaning, and stuff like that.
And how old is Diana?
She's 7.
7. So she's in school?
She's homeschooled.
Homeschool.
She does school on the computer.
Right. You have a computer?
Yeah, she has a lap. They provide a laptop for her to do the
I
school.
see.
Yeah.
My tablet. I'd be on my tablet while I'm doing my schoolwork on my phone or the computer, like those three things. Now I'll be on the phone doing my schoolwork.
Do you like school?
Yeah, I'm just homeschooled. I really be staying home a lot, so like it'll be like I'm going to be like homeschooled. I'm gonna be going somewhere so I can, so while we're doing something, like, I don't know how to explain it.
What grade are you in,
I'm in
Deanna?
third grade.
Third
Third
grade?
grade, yeah.
Have you ever been to a real school or it's always been homeschool?
Always been homeschool, really.
Very protective.
She's so cute.
Thank
Thank you.
you.
What do you think of living on Skid Row or the life that you're living, Deanna?
Really, I wouldn't say it's good. It's good.
I protect her from a lot of this stuff out there. She
Yeah,
doesn't see.
there's some terrible things that a kid should never see.
Yeah, the nose
And
for
I
sure.
try
You
to
have to be
protect
careful.
her from all of that, you know. I do my best to not let her see a lot of that.
What are your goals, Alexis? What are you hoping to see happen in the next year or two?
I want my own place, you know. I want to go back to school.
How far did you go in school?
I've gone all the way up to college. Like, I was doing college and stuff like that. And then I got pregnant with her, so it got a little hard.
Tell me about your childhood, how you grew up.
I grew up with a single mother. I have three older sisters and one younger brother. It was hard for my mom too, you know? And, you know, her financial situation wasn't the best, but she always made it happen, you know? When you're financial situation isn't the best, you know how you learn how to make it work and make a dollar stretch.
Right. And how would you describe your childhood? If mom was working a lot, what were you?
My mom was there. My mom was there. She took care of us. She was an alcoholic. So my childhood was kind of traumatic.
What kind of things were you going through? What kind of abuse or?
No, not abuse. Homelessness. My dad was on drugs, so he would come around, but it wasn't like, it was always a problem when he came around. You know, he always started a problem when he came around.
Did you have dreams of doing anything in your life other than gambling?
Accounting. But I'm good with numbers, you know, so.
Have you ever worked as an accountant?
No, but that's what I was going to school for.
And now with two kids and being homeless, the situation gets harder even?
Yeah. Yes, it does. My recent baby daddy, he was abusive physically, mentally, you know, and emotionally. I don't have a lot of support, and he knew that. He knew I didn't have a lot of support, so he took advantage of that. And he made a lot of my days with him hard.
Do you have you have no one helping you with Alexa, with Deanna?
No. I mean, I have a couple friends that help me with her, you know. But that's like here and there, not once in a blue moon.
How long have you been homeless?
4 or 5 years.
5 years. And do you have belongings, or are you just kind of?
I do have belongings. Sometimes I do lose them in the move, in the transition, but that's stuff that I can replace. Yeah, I replace a lot of stuff. Moving around.
If you had your life to live all over again, what would you have done differently?
Waited.
To have kids?
To deal with men? You know, I would have still been in school. I would do a lot differently.
Yeah. And your parents are still around?
Yeah. They're more supportive. They're kind of supportive more than they were back then. They're not financially supportive, but, you know, they do help when they can.
Deanna, what's your favorite thing to do with mom?
Really? I was like, when I was at my brother's birthday party, I was like, I had fun with my mom. Like, I have
He's saying, like, what do you like to do? Like, remember when we went to the library?
Yeah, that was like fun.
When we go out, what do you like to do?
Really? My favorite one was when we went to the library. When we have fun together, I really feel happy. My favorite thing. So I think the favorite thing to do with you, I was like how you helped me on the bike. And we went to the library. And I think that was my favorite.
Yeah.
That one was my favorite.
Deanna, do you have friends?
Yes. When I go to the park, I make friends. We get
Your cousins.
Yes, I have my cousins. I have like my family. I love them. So really, I'm gonna say I do have some friends. I play with little babies too. So like, I'm like the person that will play with big kids or small kids. Like if they want to play with me, I do want to play with them. So like, it's gonna be like, it's like a fun. When I'm at the playground, I just like playing with the kids, getting to know them better. Yeah, that's really, that's what I do. At the park, I just should be making friends. So even if I'm just playing randomly, if I'm on the sidewalk playing with one of my toys, they see a kid and there it is right there.
She makes friends everywhere she goes. She always finds a friend anywhere she goes.
She's a sweet girl.
Mm-hmm. Yes, she's a good girl. She's very smart.
And your baby's fathers, are they helpful at all?
Yeah, you know, every once in a while, you know. With her, she bounces back and forth with me and her dad, but my son stays with his dad right now because we don't really have good communication.
Do you think living in another city might be a solution or not because the kids are separated? The parents are separated?
No, it's not because we're separated. I think it's just my situation.
Because the cost of living here is going to be much higher than it would be.
I know.
Other parts of the country.
That's why it's hard now. That's why it's so hard now. Because it was already hard before, you know? And everything just keeps going up, and it's making it harder. It's making it hard. I do, you know, I make ends meet, but that's just making ends meet. It doesn't go anywhere.
Yeah, you have no savings.
I don't have savings. I don't have a bank account.
Are you certain that gambling is the solution to the financial problem?
It's not the solution, but, you know, it helps get me to where I need to be as of right now.
How often are you gambling?
Probably like 4 or 5 days out of the week. But that's where most of my income comes from. I don't bet. I mean, sometimes I do take a chance in betting like high, but it does pay off.
Until it doesn't.
Until it doesn't. Yeah, I do have my bad days. So I'm not gonna lie. But I always figure something out. You know, I'm a smart girl myself, so I always figure something out.
What do you guys like to do together? Do you go to the park? Do you have a car? Do you have
vehicle? No, I don't have anything of my own. I don't have anything of my own. But I take her to my sister's house because her cousins are. Deanna, chill out. I take her to my mom's and my sister's because her cousins are there. I take her to go see her brother, you know. Those are the things she likes to. Those are the things she asks me to do most of the time. So I take her to go do that. You know, she loves her family very much. So I try to be around them as much as possible.
What are you afraid of now? What do you worry about?
My kids.
I'm sorry?
My kids.
Afraid of something happening to them?
No, because I do everything in my power to protect them. I don't ever want them to go through what I go through. So I'm trying to set them up I'm trying to set them up so they don't go through it, you know. I learned a lot in my accounting classes. So, you know, my son actually has his own savings as of right now. He has his own savings. I'm working on hers, but I want to build a trust for them. So, you know, they have something to work with when they get older. And if times do get hard, they have something to fall back on.
Alexis, let me ask you one last question. What would you say is the most important thing you're learning in this process that you're going through?
Everything too will pass. Everything will pass. This is just a small chapter, part of my story.
Maybe come back in 6 months or so and give us an update on how you guys are doing.
I can do that.
Can you do that? That'd be great.
Yes.
All right, Alexis and Deanna, thank you so much for sharing your stories. I hope you guys have a great summer.
Yes, we will. We'll do that.
And Deanna's being homeschooled. Does she get the summer off?
Yes, she does.
She does.
Yeah.
Are you looking forward to summer?
Yes.
And we don't know what we're going to do yet, but I know a lot of our time will be spent with my sisters and her cousin.
That's great.
Yes.
All right. Alexis and Deanna, thank you so much.
Okay. You're welcome.
Hopefully we'll see you again later this summer.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. Thank you.